It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Mattis-Ryder, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2023, recorded Thursday, January 16th, 2025. Who let the dogs in? On this episode of the GizWiz, we head to CES in Las Vegas and show you some of the most exciting gadgets that I saw at CES. All next on the GizWiz!
It's the same show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now, and here he is, our veteran CESer, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Good. I'm glad we got the yellow shirt memo today.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
I am freshly back.
You are back.
I am.
Yes. Yes.
Check this out.
Now, according to the budget, you were going to be staying at the Motel 3 because it didn't have enough money for the Motel 6. So where did you stay?
So I ended up staying, and first off, I need to say a big thank you to the GizWiz community for funding the CES fundraiser.
Amazing.
Absolutely incredible. That was just so generous of the community. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I ended up staying at the Link, which is on Caesar's property.
Oh, that's one of the newer hotels.
It is. It's been renovated recently. It's in between the Flamingo and Harrah's on the Strip, which is nice. And
yeah,
it has its own monorail stop, which is primo. It is awesome. And so anyway, that ended up being absolutely a perfect spot. The monorail access was awesome. Vegas was cold, but I ended up going to 4 different trade shows. It's the most I've been to in any CES. CES Unveiled, Pepcom, Showstoppers, and that new one, which was like the new tech.
It's called the New Product Show.
New Product Show. So I went to 4 of them, got 12 videos, lots to see. So that's what we're going to be doing over the next January.
Yeah, an old CES January.
Any questions? Were you curious about anything?
Let's see. I was
putting you on the spot.
Yeah, exactly. No, did you get to see the lady with the steamer?
I did. They were swamped. Absolutely swamped. I could not get to her. She kept seeing me and smiling at me, and then I couldn't get over to the steamer.
Yeah.
I did pick up a press kit from them, so I'm hoping that maybe I can get one.
And do your own demo of
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's called the Magic One Steamer. It has vacuum power in it. So with one hand, you can steam wrinkled garments because the suction keeps your wrinkled garment right up against the steamer.
I will tell you, Dickity, remind me after the show because I have B-roll for you of that I think I forgot to mention in my email. So I can
That would be good.
So if you want to talk about that on ABC.
Okay.
It's up to you. Unveiled, incredibly busy. In fact, the busiest, the least amount that I really got out of all the nights, because it was jam-packed. It was not good. Gosh, what did Unveiled have? They had cheese. It's just cheese. They had the cheese part of the charcuterie and no other part. Open bar, that was nice.
Cheese. They never seemed to get that exactly right.
No. There were big lines for cheese at the cheese spots.
Oh my gosh.
It was just cheese. And then the next night was Pepcom. That was a fantastic, that was a great night.
Was that at the Wynn?
That is no longer at the Wynn. That is at Caesar's Palace, I think.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I think. Off the top of my head.
Oh, did you get to go to the Sphere?
No, I didn't. That was the biggest disappointment of the trip. On the last call I had with you, I said, I am getting these darn tickets. I'm waking up at 9 a.m. and getting these darn tickets on it. And then I forgot to tell you. I didn't. The issue was the limited number of tickets. And they had 3 rounds to get them. I didn't really realize how important. Oh, actually, I didn't even fly in for the first round, so I wasn't even able to do that. The second round, I showed up right when they said to get in line. They said many times, "Don't line up early. You're not allowed to line up early. We're gonna kick you out." So I lined up right at the time. They only had 300 tickets to give away, and they gave them all out before I got there. The advice they gave us was to come back and line up early, like 2 hours early. That was the advice they gave us. I was like, well, thanks. You didn't say that in the email.
And this is for a press event, right?
It's for the press event. The thing is, they had, you know, they had however many thousands of seats in the Sphere, but tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people signed up for CES. And everyone, it wasn't just the press event, it was the keynote.
Oh,
so anyone was invited. Everyone was able to try to get a ticket. And then the same, I got to the queue and was like, no way, there's no way I'm getting a ticket. Yesterday I was earlier in the queue and I wasn't able to get a ticket. So, that just did not work out, getting a ticket to the Sphere.
According to the final press release, there were 141,000 visitors.
Wow.
And 6,000 people in the press.
Yep.
So
yes,
that's why it's hard to do anything.
I'm so thankful for the media events, that the smaller ones, because also even just walking around CES, they're not really media ready in a weird way. You can record the product, but that's about it, you know. And then. Go do your research, but they're not really media ready on the floor, and so walking around the convention, it's more just to look at stuff. You just go, wow, ooh, cool.
Yeah, I used to just go down to the basement where the weird stuff was.
Eureka Park, France,
yes,
has like a little area.
They were willing
that's just,
to talk to you. Right?
Yes, exactly. Okay, well, shall we jump?
Let's go in. Absolutely.
Let's take a look at the first gadget that I saw, and I ended up really liking this one.
Hey, we are here at the Shox booth, and this is a product that uses bone conduction technology so that you can hear through Bluetooth anything that's on your computer or phone. But Shox has a brand new product category with Bluetooth microphone, right? Tell me more. Tell me more about the product.
Actually, it's a very honor to bring this new headset into the market. Actually, this is for communication knowledge workers. So you can see it is in front of your ears. So it's very open. You can hear the surrounding voice and keep you cool. Yeah. So this is what we bring to the knowledge workers. Yeah.
And do people find that having the open ear technology, does that help in the workplace?
Yes, actually, we think that the traditional headset was very bonky and broke your surrounding voice. But we provide the bone conduction technology to help you listen very clearly about your surrounding and keep your core very clearly. Yeah.
When I tried it earlier, it was actually pretty light on my head, so it didn't weigh that much.
Yeah. Actually, it is only 78 grams. We have proved that it is the lightest stereo office headset ever. Yeah, so it is the very, outstanding one for us. Yeah.
And then what is the price point? How much does it cost? And when will it be available?
Yeah. Actually, if you buy with a dongle, we will buy it for $249.95, and we will launch tomorrow. I mean, in every channel, in website, in Amazon, and in Best Buy, yeah, actually.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. The Shox Open Meat is the product.
And you know, Bone headphones normally didn't have much bass for music, but I guess if you're using it just as a headset to talk to people, it probably is good.
Yeah, when I put it on, they put it on an audiobook.
Okay.
And there was a little bit of fiddling. When I first set it on, it did not sound great. It was quiet. I think I had it pushed forward too much. I think I had it like more resting up here. And so when I put it kind of further back, a little closer to my ears, but still open, it all kind of like, oh, that actually sounds really good. So that was my experience there. Okay. With that. You can kind of see that it's like in front of his ear.
I originally thought she was wearing it on her ear, but yeah. Then when you did the close-up, I can see that it's just right in front of the ear.
And I have a suspicion that there's almost like a one that's almost like traditional speaker that's pointed kind of directly at your ear canal. Is just kind of an assumption that I have. That helps with the bass, the things that traditional bone conducting headphones are struggle with.
Yes.
I think they've designed that in to the headset.
Okay.
So, not exactly sure about that, but there you go. That's around 200. Let's go back up to the top here.
I think it was 219 or
yeah, 219.95. And I will say the weight was the other thing that struck me. It was very light. I wear these headphones almost all day long. These are the Sony's MDR-7506s. And so the weight difference was pretty substantial to me between these headphones and those. Okie dokie, let's move on.
Okay.
Next is a pet-inspired product that is very secure.
Hello, everybody. It's Chad. We're here at Pepcom Digital Experience, and I'm here with Martin, and we are taking a look at Pawport.
Yep.
Pawport, tell me about Pawport.
Well, Pawport is a smart, secure pet door. It's designed to bring security for yourself, for your house, and also freedom for your pets. The main thing that really is standout about Pawport, aside from its look and aesthetic, is that it can be done as a retrofit or a new installation. So this door here, for example, if I can show you, is if that's your old pet door, it's just a hole in the wall with a vinyl flap. You can take a Pawport, install it, and just mount it on that quickly. There's some screws to lock it in place. We hook it, there you go. It'll lock in place, and now that quickly you've transformed it from basically a vulnerability, bugs, air, and other wildlife and burglars, and you're blocking it all, and you're taking care of it here. The pet wears a collar that triggers it, so you can set schedules for each pet, all kinds of customizations that you can do.
That's fantastic, and security seems to be really paramount.
It is.
I see this door over here. It looks like you put it through its paces. Tell me about this.
Well, so we got a ton of customer feedback, and it makes sense. People's biggest concern of the pet door is security. You know, you're going to cut a hole in your house. So what's going to stop stuff from coming in? We really kind of doubled down. We took our door, as I like to say, we put it on steroids. We changed it to aircraft grade aluminum, double walled aluminum, steel deadbolts, and we decided, let's check it out. So we wanted to show everybody it literally is bulletproof. The bullets will go through one side, but it won't come out the other. Obviously, that's not the point. The point is that intruders or anybody can't get in, anything other than your pet, nothing's getting through our call port.
That's pretty incredible. What is the price point and when is it available?
Early Q2, we have models starting at $499. That's our introduction entry price. And it goes anywhere from that up to about $899 for the sizes and finishes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Okie dokie. You don't need to be shooting at your paw port now.
You know,
but you could.
You know, do you know, do the doors open automatically when the pet approaches?
Yes. So it'll sense the caller, and then that is what will open the door. That door faces the, I mean, I guess there's one inside, too. I assume that.
Yeah, it does look like two.
Two doors.
Yeah.
It's
very nice looking.
I like it because there are not, there's a few smart pet doors in the category. Most of them are pretty dumb. And this one looks very sleek. I love the metal option. And
yeah.
Keeping
and the night lighting.
Yeah. Yeah. I really do like it. Look at that. Oh my gosh. It's like Charlie if he went through the dryer.
Well, I don't think that dog's going to fit through that door.
He's going, you should have ordered the medium size.
Yeah.
Oh, the large. It goes medium, large, and extra large. Lots of finishes. I mean, I like it.
You know, they look really nice.
Yeah. And there's that little collar piece.
Yeah.
I saw lots of collar gadgets. I feel like there's going to be, your dog is going to be jingling and jangling with like all these, like, I am so tracked. I have GPS tracking, a food tracker. I also have my paw port thing and my activity tracker. Also my name tag. I'm excited about it. I think that I can't wait to actually see it in people's hands and see if it performs well. And we gotta see if they can do a collaboration with Crypto the Super Dog. See if he can punch through that. You know, that's like the next upgrade after Bullets. Okay, moving on. This is a gadget that was, this is an update to a gadget that was on one of my best of lists just last episode. So here is another look at Remarkable.
So we were here with Remarkable, and if y'all remember, Remarkable was one of my favorite gadgets of 2024. It is the paper-like tablet. So I'm here with Hendrik. Tell me more about what Remarkable's doing and why do I see color on this e-ink display?
Well, welcome to Pepcom and welcome to the Remarkable stand. This is the Remarkable Paper Pro, which we launched this fall, as you know. It has the Gallery 3 technology, display technology from e-ink, which is the latest e-ink technology. It has a color display and also front light, which is the first on our line of our products. It can show up to 20,000 colors. And it has still like the very fluid, very natural writing experience, the best digital writing experience you can get. It's a note-taking system with apps for your phone, your computer, and you can convert notes, you can do a lot of stuff.
What I took a few classes. I was converting PDFs, getting it on there, reading ebooks. I would like that you can also use a lot of the accessories with it, like the folio and the pens. Are any of those new?
Yes. So this is the Marker Plus, a brand new marker. So it's compared to our previous generation of products, it has an active pen technology with a battery in it. So it's more precise, even faster than the previous generation. It has an eraser on the top. The accessories you see here, the book folio is also new. Similar to the other, like the last generation, you have the strap here so it doesn't fall off. And we also, on the stand over behind us, we also have the type folio, which is a very nice keyboard.
I agree. It's very nice, very fancy. Okay, what is the price and when, and this is available now or when will it be available?
Yes, so it's available for $579 from remarkable.com. You can pay $50 extra to get the Marker Plus with the eraser on the back. And you can choose between the line of accessories as well.
And is it available now?
Yes, it is.
And remarkable.com?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry. Now tell me about the color on there.
Yeah. So it's a color tablet. So it has or a color e-ink tablet. So it has the option to just display colors. Now it's like four kind of basic colors. So it's not every color.
Okay.
It'll look
can
like
you
these.
Write in colors?
Yes, you can highlight in color. You can, yeah, exactly. This is kind of basically the colors you get, like a yellowish kind of earth tone kind of colors.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is the one that I use currently, which is just black and white, and then this is the color option. And then that pin is the other thing with an actual battery inside of it. It means that the tablet needs to have the technology to charge it. It'll be a more expensive purchase on top of that. Get out of here.
Are you trading yours in or are you staying with yours?
No, I'm going to be sticking with mine for the foreseeable future. I don't think that... It is like... I absolutely love it as a paper replacement. It is the absolute best paper replacement ever. It makes it so I don't have to print out documents. I can sign stuff on it. But it's like a once in every 5 years type of thing. Like, in order for it to like make any sense at all, it's something that I want to get a lot of use out of. If I'm really thinking of it that way, it's like it's got to be a technology that I'm using constantly. And anyway, I just want to get its use out of it before I upgrade.
If you're just writing down "get eggs," this is not for you.
I use it probably every day. I use it for all of my to-do lists. I find that very nice to write on. Anytime I'm trying to read something, I can get a PDF version of it. You can load it up. Yes. So how do you load up a PDF and edit it on device? There is a portal that you have to go through to get the PDF onto it, but it can take really any PDF. There is a USB-C port. And then once loaded, you can edit them. You can view them, swipe through them, all that stuff. So, yo. Okay, moving on. We got one more gadget for, I don't want to say pet owners, but maybe like insect aficionados, bird people. Here we go.
Hey everybody, we're here at CES Unveiled in Vegas, and today we're looking at, I see nature, I see technology. Tell me what I'm looking at right behind me.
I don't think a lot of companies have planters at CES, right? So anyway, this is Petal. It's a solar-powered, nature-inspired camera that's designed to get close to all nature around your home. You can put it in your backyard, you can put it in your kind of nature corner in your home, right? And it'll deliver beautiful moments of nature, bees, butterflies, birds, hummingbirds, ladybugs, all that stuff to you on a daily basis, right?
And then how is it like seeing all that? How is it immediately communicating, you know, to count all this stuff? How's that working?
So it takes snapshots. Like at a frequency, right, every day. Also takes videos of kind of important action. And it creates a dashboard and shares meaningful moments, but it tries to be like as, let's say, intuitive and not overbearing as possible, right? Because there's a lot of action happening in your garden, right?
I imagine bugs, bees, maybe a few critters that I'm scared to see in person. And then tell me about the app experience. What are people experiencing, when they plug it in?
So there's a couple of different ways of experiencing. One is very passive. You just get prompts. You get alerts, right? Something's happening. There's a bird visiting, or there's a hummingbird, or there's like a ton of bees, or there's a caterpillar attacking a plant, right? The other way around it is you can actually be actively engaging with it through a chatbot. So you have this AI chat way of interacting with a nature space in your home, right? You can ask it what it needs, if it's thirsty, or if, you know, it would like a partner plant or whatever. You can actually also name your plants and other static creatures around your home, right? So you can have like a monster that's named Steve. It can be pretty nasty and, you know, call you names and whatever. So, yeah.
I got to watch that plant.
Yeah.
What is the cost and when are y'all going to be in the market?
So we're launching this product on Kickstarter in the spring. Our target is to go sub $100 for one camera, and then we have yet to price the blocks, right? Because this is like a super modular system. It's pretty kind of comprehensive, but it allows a lot of different ways of creating beautiful vertical natural spaces in your yard. Yeah.
Fantastic. So is the blocks all part of this integrated product?
Yes, correct. Yeah. So Petal is a way to capture the action, right? It's kind of a sensor, if you want, right? Wonder Blocks is the space. Like, that's where all the nature lives, right? Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a good CES.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
Okay, so Bird Buddy is a company that we've seen before. So this is like a new...
Yeah, I think we might have done one.
Yeah.
It's where you can watch the birds eat.
Yes. Yes, here. Let's go to... how do I go back here? Here's Bird Buddy. We've seen this before.
Yes, yep.
It's kind of an integrated product with a smart feeder, that sort of thing. So this is the new system that they're showing off, which is the Petal Meet, which is the device we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And then, like, you can see that it's very modular, extremely modular. He kind of didn't mention that, as modular as it really is. And then these wonder...
And it can turn, right, to face things?
Right. So it won't turn. You would face it.
Oh, you do.
You do. You do. But it's very pliable, right? It's very movable. Lots of accessories and attachments, even lens, ways to change the lens, that sort of thing. These wonder blocks, he didn't really even mention that much, which are basically just these really nice planters. That's really all I got out of that.
Oh, okay.
So you can see.
And I missed the price. How much was that?
The under $100 was what they wanted the Petal to be at, but you're going to find out more at the Kickstarter in spring.
Okay.
So not 100% sure on the price yet.
Okay.
So there you go. And the app also seemed intriguing because it seemed like they were leaning more on AI and I don't know, just being able to parse those snapshots so that it would show you the good photos and kind of keep track of everything. It even, like, on their reel mentioned bees have been seen 10% less recently, that type of data, but presenting it in a very simple way for people to understand.
Okay.
So there we go.
Okay.
Well, those are the first four gadgets from CES. So what we love to do is go back and look at a previous CES. This is our, I guess I should run it. Here we go. It's time for...
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in this gadget warehouse.
Foghorn. Well, now the key here is we don't know exactly if it's Dick's Gadget Warehouse. What we do is go back. I found this video from CES 2019, and the company is called Will Personal Electronics. Will spelled W-H-I-L-L.
Will.
And we're going to watch the video, and then no Googling. I have not Googled it.
I haven't either.
See if the company's still around, And B, if the last item the guy shows me in the video, which I think is so great, ever saw the light of day.
Is it vaporware, folks? We're going to do some investigation.
They actually had one that worked, but I'm not sure where it is today. So let's take a peek. 5 years this month. I think the actual company is My Smart Life.
Yeah. Okay,
all right, so then I went off on my own with the help of Larry Gerson, who...
One second, I put this in the wrong browser. Boop, boop, boop. There we are. Look at Jack.
Larry Gerson, who was doing videos while Josh was off with you, and we went to the Will Personal Electric Vehicle booth. And we found two things, one from 1 year ago and what's coming in the future right here.
Hey, we're at CES. We're seeing something a little different here. And this is a wheelchair that Justin's going to tell us about. So, Justin, I'll walk with you.
Oh.
So with this wheelchair, we can go up curb. You tell us.
Sure, yeah. We can go up a 2-inch curb. Goes through gravel, rocks, mulch, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, I'll walk with you.
Okay, great. Let's go.
Point.
And the really unique part about it is the wheels. They're Omni wheels, so they go in any direction.
Whoa.
So without having to turn like a traditional caster, and the size of the wheel actually makes it great for doing some off roading, going on the mulch, the rocks, everything that we just went through.
What would this retail for?
This retails for $39.99. It's been available for a year. We launched it at CES last year. We won a Best in Show Innovation Award for it. Really excited about that. And this year, we're actually launching our autonomous.
I know, we're going to look over here. So I know there's a model of this chair that can go up a 3-inch curb. But what is going on here?
Sure.
You can get out of your chair.
Sure, okay. So right here, actually, we're demonstrating our autonomous technology.
Whoa.
So we have a autonomous-driven model that essentially you can call it to come to you. It'll pick you up, and then you can direct it where to go using like a tablet type of a device. And it will just take you there without you having to touch the joystick.
So like, would this be at an airport? Or?
Yeah, so the original intent, we're actually test piloting it with a few airports right now. And you could essentially tell it to go to gate C28, and off it'll take you.
Look at it go.
Okay, so they sent a chair for me.
And
at the airport, I think they'd probably have to have a bigger luggage rack, but you put your bag in the back of it. Now, the funny thing is, I said, now, is this programmed to drive me to the end of the track? And she said, no, you're going to drive it. And I said, well, I'll probably hit things. And she said, no, the object is try to hit things. She said, we
hit bumpers easy for me.
People and things.
Yeah, exactly. So she said, drive it. And try to hit that first bumper over there, and the guy directs me, smash into that. But you can't.
Oh, wow.
And he explains that there's this technology that keeps you a foot from everything. He says, try to drive into that one, and it stops automatically. Then he says, try to back over me. And the guy here says, back over the guy behind you, and you can't.
Oh, it didn't.
Just stops a foot before you can bump into anything, back or forward, it stops.
Will.us. Yeah, so if you want more information, feel free to visit our website.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take me to my next appointment. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. Bye.
That is...
that. Okay, we're out. That is me live in 2025 now. I want that to still exist. And...
My guess is the company is still around.
Right. We need this investments need to be made because this needs to exist in a few airports. Love to see it. But
that would be great.
I want to see this at Disney. Okay.
All these my goodness.
That walk way too slow and they don't know where to go. Sit in this chair. Beep, boop, boop, boop. And then off they go zooming to their next spot. And... you get like a large version for families, maybe two rows.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
I like this. I like this a lot. Okay, time to start Googling, right?
Yes, W-H-I-L-L.
Will?
Personal Electronics.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Looks like it still exists. Oh, no. They're closed. No, I'm just kidding. The office hours are closed. Okay, let's click into their website. Okay. Good-looking website. Looks great. Okay. They're giving me pop-ups. Oh, they're giving me chatbots. This looks great.
Oh, she put him on the railroad tracks?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
There you go, honey. I got you your Omni-wheel. That's... Okay.
Oh, now it looks like they have a folding model.
Yeah.
There it is.
They're doing it. It's a great company. Wow, that's cool. Okay, so let's look at their power chairs. They got the, which one should we look at? Let's look at the model C2. And this one can go up. Look at that. It's moving up hills.
Now, someone said the new regulation is a 4-inch curb, someone in chat. So 5 years ago, they had one that did a 3-inch curb. That one looks pretty healthy wheels.
Yeah. It has an app. It has lithium batteries. I really like that joystick.
They're nice looking.
They really are. Okay, so you got to find a retailer to get them. Pretty neat. I like this autonomous solutions. Yes, put the people in the chairs, let the chairs drive you around. That is so cool. Ah, a CES award in 2023.
Missed them
by 2 years.
Yes, and remember I said to them, you're going to need a bigger basket if you're going to have it at the airport.
Look what I see, a bigger basket.
There you go. Still not big enough, but it's bigger.
Maybe it has hooks so you can drag
your... You can't buy it yet.
No, but that is very cool, alive and well, doing great. Pretty cool. So I would say success. Success for a live company. Okay, well, with that, I think it is time to move into the letter. Can you believe it?
Our letter is from Rachel Z's, who said, I really like that astronaut USB task light. I still have it here. Okay, this little guy.
Look at him.
And then we couldn't find it. And I said, but Amazon has one that just goes on and off. It has a visor. You raise the visor, the light comes on. You put the visor down. Anyway... Rachel emailed me in January 2nd saying, I found the one that you have on closeout.
Look at it. It's so cheap.
$4.
Look at how inexpensive it is.
So plugs into USB, light on. Oh, I forgot the key word here. Anyway, you talk to it. It's voice activated. It changes colors. It's a cute little guy, and 367, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, since the Rachel said, hey, that's me. Yeah, Rachel. These are really cute. Hey, light, turn on. Oh,
look at that.
Change color. Change color. Dim light, and then it blinks to say it's at the end of dimness.
Does it blink 3 times when it hears a password?
No.
Does it blink Morse code when it sends it to the NSA?
Yeah, not yet.
Colors online. I mean, this is pretty insane. Not only is it $4 available in stock, but you can choose between red and black.
Oh my gosh.
Well, look at that. I mean, this really is the best gadget.
I think I paid $6 or something on sale. I think it was supposed to be 10 and then it was 6. For a while, Five Below had it, but sold out rather quickly. But anyway, Rachel and I checked right before the show. Oh, well, you just checked right now.
Yeah.
And it's still available.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one more thing to add to your wish list while we're at it. Here we are. Available online. Michael found it available on an online reseller. This is $4,000 for the wheelchair.
Oh.
Honestly, I think that is a steal.
You know what? Yes, I've heard prices for wheelchairs as astronomical. And
like, to me, a headphone, what the ear, the we've been covering these over the counter hearing aids.
Yeah, over the
because
counter hearing aids.
Because hearing aids cost like $4,000.
Yes.
This is insanely helpful for that amount of money.
And here you step on a hearing aid, it's not going to take you anywhere.
No. They don't have 365-degree wheels. You just spin 365 when you step on it. That's all.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Thank you for finding that. And so when you're done spending $4,000 on the chair, you can plug your $4 light into it.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
That'll be great. That'll be great. But we're only doing two more weeks of CES stuff, so we do need more videos for the Gadget Warehouse, okay? It can be anything with a gadget, old, new, even if it's broken. Our favorite is something very techy that you had years ago. You loved it so much it's in the attic or in the basement. You can't throw it out. Make a little video of that, okay? 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal format. Just make sure we can see the gadget and hear your voice. You can be in it if you want, or just demo the little gadget. Put it up on YouTube, and when you upload it, click unlisted. That way, only people with the URL will be able to see it, and send that to us. mail@gizwiz.tv. If we show it, we're showing 99% of everything we get. You'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you. If you live in the U.S. and most of Canada, and if you live elsewhere in the world, I will autograph a 40-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo to you, scan it at high res, and send you the link,
The image.
Photo,
whatever.
The image. Thank you. And you can print it out at your end. And we've done this several times, and people said, once you hang it up, no one knows it's not the original.
And you'll be able to find it later, you know?
Yeah.
I had to put mine in a frame so I wouldn't lose it.
There you go.
Now you'll have a digital version. It's great.
Yeah. Signed to you.
Exactly. Exactly. Not even signed on a remarkable tablet. Signed actually in physical space.
Exactly.
I want to say,
do it.
Send it in. mail@gizwiz.tv. Big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting us every single episode. Thank you. You can also give via PayPal. Head on over to our website where we're live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. And then click on that Patreon tab at the top of the website. That's our banner to Patreon or a tiny little link to PayPal. However you want to support us, we thank you so much for your support. We are a live show, so you can watch us record live just about every Thursday. If there's ever a schedule change, it's right there at the top of the website. Please join us live. Chat along with all of our chat room. They're a fantastic group of folks talking about the entire show as it happens. So please join us, gizwiz.tv, Thursdays, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time is about the time that we go live, and you can check it out, gizwiz.tv. head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every single gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a reminder or a link back to Amazon to find the gadget, gizwiz.biz is the place to find it. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? We got to find out what the heck was it, didn't we, on the Best Of show,
I think. We did, yeah.
We did. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was sometime, I don't remember what it was. This is going to be a whole new surprise again. I'm going to click it, and I'm going to, we don't have to cover the correct answers, but if, in case you missed it last week, this was revealed to be that. Oh, yes.
And
then... I now remember. It is the Uncrustables maker.
Yes, this... and I never knew about Uncrustables until...
Do you know Disney chat. Sells them?
They sell... Oh, they do?
Yes, yes. I just saw them.
Oh, with Mickey Mouse ears?
They should. Okay, they needed you on that marketing department to suggest that. No, they just sell them like in their market, like in in the area that you could like buy pre-made salads.
Snackies.
And things like that. Snacks. Yeah, they have Uncrustables. Anyway, back to what the heck is it? This is an entire gadget, not just a piece or a part of a gadget. You got to guess, what is it? 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in. And this is obvious to me. This is a device that is made to get the cork back into a Prosecco, what do they call those? Champagne bottles. A champagne, it's a champagne bottle recorker. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our first episode from CES. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.